Praise God. Well, we spent some time last week on a little bit different subject, talking about the subject of fear and protection and having faith for protection, having faith over fear. And I want to spend some more time on that today. Why don't you go ahead and turn over to 1 John 4, verse 17. 1 John 4, verse 17. Thank the Lord Jesus. Aren't you glad that you know the Lord? Amen. Somebody told you, somebody told your parents, somehow. You might watch a show, a TV show, or you're watching Billy Graham or something on TV. I don't know. People get saved all different ways. Aren't you glad that you know God? Aren't you glad that you know what Jesus did for you?
Yes.
That we know the truth.
Yes.
That we know the Bible is the truth.
Yes.
There isn't anything more important. No amount of money, no knowledge, no other knowledge that you could have. That's the most important thing. That we are in the family of God because we believed on Jesus.
Amen.
So we can have peace on this earth while we're walking this life, regardless of the circumstances. If you know God, if you know the Lord Jesus, you know what He did for you, you've got so much of the battle won. You have the main thing won. No matter what happens to you here, you're going to be in heaven, regardless of what happens on this earth. But while we're here, we can have peace, we can have joy, we don't have to be in fear. We can enjoy this walk here. Praise God. 1 John 4, verse 17 says, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment." Amen. Fear involves torment. Does anybody know that? Anybody experience that? You like being afraid? I mentioned it last week. Some people, I don't understand this, because when I grew up, there was some movies that I did not actually ever see. It was enough to see pictures in magazines. I remember particularly, I go to the dentist office, and they'd have these magazines out, you know, just normal. I mean, like People or something, I don't know, different things. But there'd be advertisements or articles about certain movies, or you'd see the commercials on TV, and they're horror movies or science fiction movies. I mean, I'm thinking of one in particular, Good Night. Bothered me. I'd have dreams. I'd be in bed and, you know, trying to sleep and pull your covers over and put your hands, you know, don't put your hands over the bed edge. And I mean, like that's going to do anything. If there's really something there that's going to hurt you, like under the covers and not holding your hand over the edge of the bed is going to help. But, you know, I didn't know everything I know now, and that we teach our kids, and my parents did the best they could at that. They knew stuff, but still the stuff got in, and oh my gosh, certain things. I would wake up in the middle of the night, you know, and have dreams. There's just certain things that I'm like, why would anybody want to go watch that stuff intentionally?
Yeah.
You know, you go downstairs in the basement, and I'd be like, got to go get something in the basement. I don't want to go down the basement. It's dark down there. We'd flip the light on, go down there, make a beeline for the thing, and then get up, run up the stairs and get out. I mean, why? That's fear. What am I afraid of? Imagination of something that, some image I saw. But people say, well, I like horror movies, or I like being afraid. Well, why would you expose yourself to certain things like that? And that's not, I mean, that's one thing. That's not necessarily, and that's a degree of fear, but there's then fear of something that is actually tangible, real. I mean, it's one thing to get afraid because of a misunderstanding or not full understanding as a child. It's another thing, because people are afraid every day of stuff very real. Their children, something bad happened to their children. Their health. People are afraid to get on planes because they don't want to crash. People are afraid to go talk to other people. You know, any number of things, people are afraid. Fear is torment. It's evil. It's wicked. It's the opposite of faith in God. The enemy works with fear. But the Bible says here, there is no fear in love. The Bible says that God is love. In verse, if you look back just a chapter before in 1 John 4:8. So just if you have your Bible open there, I told you we're not going to just look at the scripture sheet. 1 John 4:8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is what?
Love.
God is love. Verse 18, we're back where we were then, or I guess that was early in the same chapter, just a few verses before. So then in verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So if God is love, and you are conscious of the love of God, and he's love, that will cast out fear. Well, you can see why. If you're conscious of God, and conscious of love, and God is love, is God afraid? And if you know God is with you, and you know who God is, why would you be afraid? Really? I mean, even just going back to the example, you know, my understanding was imperfect, and stuff gets into your mind, and I learned over time. But if I understood that God Almighty is with me, would I be afraid to go in the basement? Not really. But we're all growing. What would you be afraid of something happening to you on an airplane if you believed God was with you? And that God was lead you? That's why it's so important to be led by the Spirit of God. Yes. Don't you just get on a plane because you think that's what you have to do. Right. You be led. I'm not saying, so you don't get in fear. Some people psych themselves out and they're always just looking for something bad. But no, God knows how to speak to you. If you listen to the Spirit of God on the inside, if you just have an unsettling, it just doesn't seem right. There's a difference between, I'm not teaching on being led by the Spirit this morning, but there's a difference between your head and your heart. Some people get stuff in their head, well, I just don't know, and they're really listening to their head, and they're constantly looking for evil behind every circumstance, and like, well, you know, I just don't know if this plane's going to crash, and you know, it doesn't. There's a balance here. But really, I mean, if you had booked something and you felt like, I don't know, when I think about going, it just makes me sick. I don't feel like we should go. And that doesn't go away. Let it sit. Don't just, the minute you think something like that, get on the phone or get on the internet and cancel. But if it just, you get before God, if you really think something like that, get before God and say, God, is this you? Is this something I need to get off? Do I need to avoid this? Because if it's God, it won't go away. If it's you, it'll go away. I mean, if it's you might have to differentiate between a fear. You got to look at the Word of God. Get just quiet with God. Get with your Bible. That's why the Bible is the Word of God. Therefore, it's the voice of God. It is God speaking to you. So if you ever feel like you're having a hard time hearing from the Lord, get in the Bible. So many people, you know what they do? They get off by themselves and just start praying. Well, wacky things can happen if you completely isolate. I'm not against prayer, but you ought to be grounded in the Word. You just know that you can, Word and prayer, but the Word comes first. The Word is always first. It's the Word and the Spirit together, but people that put the Spirit, quote unquote, before the Word inevitably get off. Because they'll say, well, the Spirit told me, and then half the time they don't even understand that. That contradicts 5 scriptures, what you just said. The more we know the Word, the less subject to deception you will be. That's why it's so important to read your Bible consistently. Amen. I like what Pastor Sam said a few weeks ago. If you consistently read the Word of God, you are never far from the voice of God. That's why it's so important to read the Word. But if you're making a decision, get in the Word. What do you feel like when you're in the presence of God? You're always in the presence of God, but what you're sensitive to the presence of God, reading the Word, His voice is speaking to you. What do you think then about that situation? If you were thinking about canceling a flight, what does it feel like when you're in the presence of God, when you're hearing His voice? It's a good way to tell. Any other decision, you have to make a decision, get in the Word, press into the Word more. Pray as well. Prayer is important. But prayer apart from the Word can lead to you getting off. But why would you be afraid to get on a plane if you knew God was with you? And you knew it was His will to go. That plane's not going down. You know, if I know I'm supposed to go somewhere and I check my heart, if I got to go on a business trip, I don't just take it while I have to go just to go. No, I'm not gonna go just to go. But if I know I'm supposed to do that, this plane is staying up. It's going to land, and we're going to be safe. Why? Because I'm on it. And I'm not saying that to say anything about me. You ought to have the exact same approach. If you are supposed to do something and it involves flying or driving and you're being led by God, His angels are there. You have an escort. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. If the United States military gives a command for somebody to go somewhere, they provide the means to get there. Not like, well, you go off and we'll see if you make it. You have an escort. If you're supposed to, if you're on kingdom business, then you have an escort. That plane is not going down. You never know. No, see, that's where you got to get off, get away from that. You have to know that you're doing what God told you to do. Then if you do what He told you to do, you have to know that's ordained by God, so you're not going to be in danger. Somebody that's bouncing around in your head right now, something. You're thinking about it. You're processing. You can tell when you're up here preaching. I can tell when you guys, you're not doing it right now, but I can tell when something really hits you like this. Boy, you can tell. Just like, whoa, somebody didn't like that. But no, somebody's dealing with that right now. Why? Because so many religions, or I should say denominations, or people, they don't talk like that. They're like, well, you just don't know. I mean, you don't know. Something could happen. You could be taken out. You don't know everything. I don't know everything, but I can know what the Word says, and I can know He's leading me in a certain direction, and then that's all I need to know, because if I know He's telling me to do something, and I know the Word says He's going to protect me, then I don't have to be afraid, and I can know that I'm going to make it. This idea that you just don't know and that good people are going to get taken out and you can do everything you try to do but you still might get taken out is a lie. Did you hear me? That's a lie. That doesn't happen. You say, well, of course it does. I can name you 2-3 situations. Do you know what was happening behind the scenes? Do you have intimate information? Do you know what the Lord, what that person believed? Do you, if they, let's say somebody did go down on a plane and they were a Christian, would that mean God doesn't protect people? Maybe you know somebody, you've heard of a story of somebody that was martyred. What was the situation surround? That just mean, you just don't know, somebody can take out a Christian anytime because, how does that jive with the authority of the believer and that He will give His angels charge over you? Unless some lunatic wants to take you out, well, then the angels are like, well, go ahead. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you can tell me stories. You know of people that got taken out. You don't know everything that was going on beforehand. How do you know they were supposed to be on that flight? This is why it's really important to know and to listen to the Spirit of God and know what you're supposed to be doing. If we're on the right, if we're doing what God called us to do, you don't have to fear ever. Amen. Did you hear me? Perfect love casts out fear. If you know God's with you and you're doing what He told you to do and you're in the place you're supposed to be, why would you fear? There's no place for fear. I'm going to say that again. If you know you're doing what God called you to do, you know you're in the right place. You know you're where you're supposed to be. You know you're doing the right thing. Why would you fear? Because God's with you. He's always with you, but you are doing His command. Are you telling me God told you to do something? He gave you direction to do something, and that could end in your death? Not unless, and I've mentioned it before, that you can lay down your life. That's a different thing. Jesus laid down His life. You see people in the Word of God laying down their life. That's not the same as somebody stealing their life from them. You guys with me?
Yep.
We live in a messy world. I don't know if you noticed. I know it's crazy. I don't know if it's just magnified because we get every update all the time. I mean, think about it. 100 years ago, you were darn near there 100 years ago, Joe. But 100 years ago, 90 years ago, 80 years ago, you didn't get every update of what's going on halfway around the world on your phone. You didn't know for a long time. We had wars going on, and you did not get the update. Boom, this is happening. Boom, right? Major world events happening. You didn't hear about it. You're just going about your business. I wasn't there, just heard about it. But you know, you didn't have the technology to get updates. Now, you hear about every little thing that goes on everywhere. So I don't know if it's actually getting crazier. I mean, I know there's certain things are crazy, but it was pretty crazy at different points in history. But it could feel crazy because you hear about everything all the time. There is no delay. But we live in a crazy world. We need to know what the Word of God says concerning our safety. We need to know what the Word of God says concerning about how we can be under His wing, how we can be in His refuge, how we can be in His protection. And we need to be solid on it, not wandering around just like you just don't know if you're going to get taken out or something bad's going to happen to your children. Or what if they go here? You just don't know what's going to happen. And, I don't know about this disease. Oh, no, this came out and we don't, you know, this is deadly and this is overcoming these drugs. You could go nuts thinking about all this stuff. In fact, a lot of people they're turning to all kinds of stuff to try to deal with the fear, with the nervous feelings, the emotional distress. But why would you feel that and give in to all that if you know that God is with you and you're doing what He told you to do? We have to get solid on this to where we know, I'm not going down. Nothing's going to happen to me. So that's happening. This is happening there. This is happening there. My question to myself ought to be, God, is this where I'm supposed to be? Because you can go right in the middle of hell on earth. And if God's told you to go there, it won't harm you. Isn't that what the Bible said? Come make my bed in the middle of my enemies. Valley of the shadow of death. Nothing's going to harm me. There are people that are called to minister in the Middle East. With children, I know. People. Noah, people, they have children. They're men. You'd say, well, who in the right mind would do that? Well, is God in His right mind? Question, are they hearing God? If they are, that's the safest place on the earth for them. Do you understand that? See, it's mental if you say, well, that's dangerous. No, you don't understand. If God has called you to be there, that is the safest place for you. Anywhere else, God's not called you to be. Now you're in danger. I don't care if it's in the middle of the most peaceful city, you know, rated by some magazine on the face of the earth. It's dangerous for you. How many of you know we face dangers every day? You get in your car, and go drive on the interstate, you're facing dangers. You just got to get out. You're breathing stuff all the time. You're touching things all the time that could infect you. We got to get away from this mental, well, I should be over here because this is safe. No. What does God want me to do?
Amen.
Then I won't be afraid. Well, let's get into this some more. Just have one scripture and I'm getting into preaching. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves what? Torment. Oh, it's tormenting to be afraid. Isn't it? It doesn't have to be complete, all-out panic. Any kind of fear, you could just be dreading taking that test. Just be afraid of giving that presentation at work. That's fear. Did you hear me? I'm afraid of going in for that interview. I'm afraid of going to apply for that permit that I need. Is that a good sensation?
No,
it's like you want it to be over. Well, but what happens right after that? You want this to be over, but if you're giving into fear, what's the next thing? There'll be something else. That's over. But there may be an hour or two or something. Oh, that's done. But what about the next thing? Now something else comes up. Now scared again. That's tormenting. We're not called to live like that. We're not supposed to live from catastrophe to catastrophe, emergency to emergency. Did you know that?
Yes.
You say, well, I don't live like that. Well, yeah, but they could be minor. Are you always in a state of fearing or dreading something? I wish this would be over. I wish I could get past this. I wish this situation was right. You realize you're going to go through your whole life unsettled. Because this world, very rarely is everything in your life perfect. That's not a bad confession. There are challenges. But thank God we can overcome them. But being afraid about it, how does that help anything anyway? In fact, it makes it worse. Doesn't it?
Yes.
You being afraid of something coming up will cause you to do stupid things.
Yes.
You should never be led by fear. I'm afraid, so I'm going to do such and such. You're already listening to the enemy, whether you know it or not. I'm afraid of this, so I'm not going to go over there. Well, is that the same as God led me to go somewhere else? It's not. People get in trouble all the time by trying to avoid something and get into the very thing they're trying to avoid. Why? Because they're listening to fear. Fear is deadly. It can be anywhere from all-out panic to just a minor dread, but that's all fear. I'm afraid of going to the doctor. Well, why? If God is with you, if God is for you, well, what if they find something? Well, if it's there, you want them to find something. That's not when your faith is, well, they found something, so I'm afraid that they're going to find something. Okay, but if it's there and they're testing you, now you know where to put your faith. Being afraid that they're going to find something is not helping anything. Well, I'm not going to go. Well, that's not the same as faith. Do you realize there's a lot of people that are afraid to go to the doctor? Do you realize that in our circles there are a lot of people that are saying they're believing God, but they're actually afraid of the medicine? They're afraid of going to the doctor. They're afraid of getting a report. And they'll say, well, I believe God doesn't want me to go. And you know what? It's actually a cover-up because they're afraid. They're afraid to have the surgery. They're afraid to have the procedure. We should not be led by fear. That's not the same, not having something done or not getting something checked out because I'm afraid is not the same as God telling us to go in a different direction. Those are two different things. It's quiet in here. I've heard stories, I mean accounts, of people. They say, they said they were believing. They weren't going to have a certain procedure because they were just going to believe God. But actually, they were afraid. Then they died. Now, I'm not saying we need to die. I'm saying being afraid of something is not the same as having faith. Faith will look a problem right in the eye and acknowledge the circumstance. See, we don't believe here. Like some people, you look at the internet and stuff, I'm fully aware of the nonsense that people say about the word of faith and about believing God for healing on the internet. If you live by the internet, you're already in trouble. You haven't figured out yet that a lot of nonsense, people just want to blab and talk and give their opinion, and a lot of it's ignorant on the internet. We need to wake up. That's why we go back to the Word of God. But there are a lot of people that say a lot of dumb stuff. And in our circles, though, there are a lot of people that are afraid. People will say things that we don't believe in doctors. That's not true. Doctors are a helps ministry to the power of God. People think that they can't go to doctors, that some people get off in the weeds and think that using a medical procedure is wrong or against God's word. Show me the scripture. There's a lot of people that'd be dead if it weren't for doctors. There are times when people need a medical procedure because their faith isn't at the place where they can believe God on that. That's just fine. Did you hear me?
Yes.
What do you ultimately want? To be well? What are you talking about anyway? You're talking about your body, which is just a machine? You don't pray probably and agonize over getting your car fixed. Like it's unspiritual if you bring it down to Midas. I failed. I couldn't believe God to get the flat tire fixed by my faith. People look at you, really. All you have is a complicated machine. Who cares how you get it fixed? Just do it in conjunction with God and you and Him. God, what should I do on this? How should I go forward on this? Well, son, according to your faith, what can you believe? Well, I can believe I want complete restoration now. I didn't ask you what you wanted, son. What can you believe, or daughter? Well, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Yes, I know. I wrote it. I am the Word. What can you believe? I don't know if I can believe that. I believe if I get that surgery, I'll be okay. Now we're talking about where you are. Fear will say, I'm afraid of the surgery. I'm afraid of, I'm afraid of pills or I'm afraid of medications. Faith will say, God, I know your will is to have me well. Now what's the next step in the strategy? Where am I? Help me to see where I am. I'm not going to be led by fear. I believe you that you want me well. Now, Lord, help me to take the next step. Because now, if you feel like I'm not advocating you have a procedure. I'm saying it's individual and you ought not let fear of men dictate what you do and don't do. Well, so-and-so will think I don't have any faith. Who cares if what so-and-so says, if you're alive, if you're healthy, your machine is working. Cast all, the devil operates like this. Well, you don't want to look like such and such. That would be a failure. No, throw all that off. The Bible says, have faith unto God. Not in front of men, like to try to show stuff. You have your faith before God, what He's told you to do. Don't operate on fear. You say, God, Father, You are all powerful. You know I have this. What is the next step? And allow Him to lead you and guide you. And if you feel like you need to have some kind of procedure, you believe just like you would if you were getting on that airplane, that if this is the path that I'm going to go on, that I am going to believe that if the doctors are going to have wisdom, that they're going to have a steady hand, that if this is the path that the Lord and I have decided we're going to go on, that it's going to go well, that I'm going to heal up supernaturally quick, and I'm going to recover, and it will be well with me. And you put your faith right there, and you strengthen yourself, and you say, it will go well. When stuff comes in your head about it going wrong, you say, oh, no, I believe I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, and I believe we made this decision to go this way. That means this is the best way for me right now, and I'm not gonna listen to any thought, any fearful thought that would tell me that it's not going to go well. It's going to go fine. I'm going to recover quickly. You quote and you stand in faith according to what you have heard from the Lord that's based on the Word. Amen. God is real, and He is interested in real results and real life. A lot of people are playing. Let's get through the fear. Let's not hide it. If you're dealing with fear, get it out of the open. Say, that scares me. Be honest. I'm afraid. But I'm not supposed to be afraid. Forget that. Where are you now? Because unless you identify where you're at, you can't be helped. Fear will be, it's a mask. You'll try to mask things and keep things from people and try to keep on a good, well, I believe. And you're scared to death about taking a step in a certain area. I just believe God just hasn't provided this yet. But the truth is, you won't take the step that you need to take in order to get through. Get on that. I don't want to apply for that thing. I don't want to go to and talk to these people. But you say to other people, well, I just believe in God. See, we're not fooling Him. And we're not fooling the enemy. Fear can be really subtle and keep you bound. But perfect love, once we know God is with us, He's for us, God's not judging us in that respect. Do you realize God knows that we have faults? Do we understand that? Do we understand that God understands where our faith isn't perfect? Do you know that God knows where you're dealing with fear, whether you're going to admit it or not? And if you act like that's not going to matter and you're just going to press through, you're fooling yourself. I could be fooling myself. But if I say, that scares me. Just be honest with you, Lord. Well, good, because He already knew. That scares me. Okay, now, what does the Word say about it? And how are we going to get to the real next steps with what I can actually believe Him for? What can you believe Him for? Don't take a step when you're not, if you're afraid of something and you say, well, it's going to be okay, don't ignore that. Let it bubble up to the top. Amen. Fear is insidious. It will torment you. And it'll try to keep it in the dark. It'll try to keep you, well, you're the only one that's afraid of that. Everybody else, they're just believing God. Haven't you heard 2 Timothy 1:7? God has not given you a spirit of fear. Don't be very careful about throwing out Scripture to somebody flippantly. People are dealing with some real stuff. You don't know what you'd do if you're in their situation a lot of times. It's just better just to, well, I haven't dealt with that, but here's what the Word says, but flippantly, that never helps anybody. And you've never walked in somebody else's shoes. You don't know how you would react. You don't know. Unless you've walked through and conquered what they're dealing with, It's all theory. You have no idea what you would do if you were walking out what they'd walk. So we've got to be very careful with just flippantly throwing what the ideal situation is and what the Word says. Thank God for the Word, but where is this person? What's going to help them get the victory? Be great if we just, well, this is what the Word says, and everybody snaps, everybody knows, automatically believes the Word perfectly all the time. That'd be awesome. But you know what? We're all dealing with certain things. That where are we and what can we believe? You know, you may not understand that person that you're talking to, or you yourself, you dealt with 20 years of being indoctrinated with certain types of things, that every time you try to come up this mountain of believing God here, that 20 years of being programmed a different way keeps smacking you. To you, it might seem so easy. Why don't you just get over the hump? Why don't you just believe that this person's dealing every time? They have 15 things that are coming against their head of why that isn't true. And you don't see that. You don't understand that behind the scenes, they're dealing with the mountain of mind games, which is where the enemy operates. He's trying, well, if you do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is going to happen to you. It looks like, well, just do this. It's so easy. Yeah, but you don't understand what's really going on. And the tactics that the enemy has embedded in and already fought them on, and now they come up, they're actually dealing with a lot more than you understand or I understand. The good news is God understands it all. The good news is God's the only one qualified to judge, and He's on the throne, and He'll come with you and say, son or daughter, He knows everything you're dealing with. He knows where you come from, and He'll say, here's what we need to do. And it will be the exact right thing to do. It will be the exact right thing that will help you get you to the next place. It will be comforting. It will be strengthening if you'll hear Him. He will say, I know what you see, son. I know what you see, daughter. I know you're trying to see it out here, but just take this step. Don't be afraid of these different things. Just let me take you by the hand, and we'll get through this thing. Isn't that comforting? To know we have a God that knows us to that detail, yet He loves us, and He has all power. If we know Him, that's why the Bible says here, love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. The God of love. Think of the Almighty. Think of the Almighty. Let's see, Andrew represents a person dealing with something. Jesus would take you and say, I know where you're at. I've seen you. I've seen everything that you've dealt with. Now come on. Let me guide you. Let me help you. Let me walk you through this. If you imagine you walking next to the Almighty with all His wisdom, with all His knowledge, with all His power, and He's saying, now son, now daughter, here's what we're going to do. We're going to walk through. I am with you. I'm going to help you. Where does fear go? If you believe that, is there any fear when you imagine yourself right next to the most powerful being in the universe, gave His Son to die for you before you ever did anything right? So you could say, yeah, but I've made so many mistakes. I've done this. I've done that. You don't think He knows that? Understand, He died for the worst sinner that's ever walked the face of the earth. And He did that before they ever turned toward Him. Yeah. Well, God, but I just haven't believed you. I haven't studied like I should have. I should be so much. Shut up. Seriously, sometimes we'd have to shut up. Just quit acting like your problems are bigger than the blood of Jesus and the love of God Almighty. God is saying, I know it. I know it. I saw it. I know what you're dealing with. You don't have to try to justify yourself. But don't be afraid. I'm here. I'll help you. You know, if Andrew represents a person, he's just like, you know, God's trying to get him to go, and he's like, no. And he just stays. No, I can't do it. I've messed up so much. you could just see God looking, saying, "Son, daughter, son, that's why I sent my son. I've already taken care of it. I've already made the way. I know what you're dealing with. I saw you when you were 4, and that person said this thing. I saw you when you were 6, and that teacher told you this, and you believed them because, after all, they were your teacher. And when you were 9, and that relative said this. I saw you when you read that book when you were 12, because you're supposed to read it in school, and you took it as, well, you know, this is given to my teacher, from my teacher, and this ought to be true, and you ingested it, and it changed the way you thought about me. And I saw when you were 16, and that person rejected you, and that person said this about you. And when you were 24, and this happened." He knows everything, and he saw how it happened, and he says, "I know all that, yet I still know a way. Put the fear away, put the trying to figure everything out and trying to justify yourself, and just let me help you and know that I'm with you and I'm on your side, and that I will together get through anything that's coming up. But you have to trust me. You have to rely on me. You have to try to quit doing it yourself. You have to stop figuring out everything and rely on me. I know. I'm the Almighty." And he won't say it. He's not going to get in your face about it. He's so gentle. He's so merciful. But if we'll listen to him, he has a way. We don't need to be afraid. "Well, I messed up." He knows that. Welcome to the club. "I should be further." Welcome to the club. "I didn't do everything I knew to do." Welcome to the club. Go ahead. The Lord God is love. He's the Almighty. He knows where we're at. Fear is bred when we're not focused on Him and what He can do, what His Word says. We're afraid of something hurting us, taking us out, us not doing enough. But God is bigger than all those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, today, perfect love casts out fear. Faith in Him is bigger than fear, if we'll let it be. That's the only thing that'll set us free. Completely. Free. Free to quit questioning and quit thinking and try to figure out everything out. Well, I mean, I understand what it's like in Word of Faith circles. Well, I have the Word. Why don't I get all the results I need to know? We talked about that several weeks ago, but sometimes we're afraid of certain things happening. We're afraid that we're not going to do it right. We're afraid that we don't know what we should know. And faith can't operate when you're full of fear. And in fact, the more we understand who God is and that He knows us, that He has an answer, it will engulf fear. There will be no place if we can understand who He is and who He is to us, and the fact of what He said in His Word and the promises He's made, the doubt that something evil will happen to us or our children, that fear, that nagging, "Well, I just don't know because this happened to this person," it will leave because it will be replaced by our knowledge of what He is and what He said. That is the way to combat fear, is to replace it with, "No, God said this. God is love. God said He never leave me nor forsake me. God said He hasn't given me a spirit of fear." But not rattling off these scriptures like they're just some... See, people sometimes replace faith with a checklist because that's what they're used to. And in, you know, certain denominations, they say, well, you do this, and if this happens, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, and that will be good enough. And you know what, people? They'll replace whatever they were used to before with now they have their healing scriptures. Now they have their relationship scriptures. Now they have their prosperity scriptures. And they're just going down them saying, I say this, I say this, I say this. And they're really just doing it mechanically like it's some magic charm that it's going to work if I do it, instead of letting the truth of it penetrate their hearts and say, God Almighty wrote this. God said this. God actually is with me. Not, well, he's with me, so it should work. No, he's with me, so this thing has to die. He's with me, and so that if I have to go through this and I need a medical procedure, he's there in the operating room and he will see me through. That's different than a mechanical checklist. We'll see, why isn't it working? No, we get through all that and say, God, you're here. Block all the other stuff out, all the what everybody else may be saying or thinking. You got to get rid of that stuff and just say it's you, maybe your spouse, maybe your family and the Lord, and we're going to walk with him and he's going to bring us through, and there is no judgment in him. Amen. He's not going to judge you for being human. Yes, he judges sin. Don't people mess up and they start thinking, well, he's going to, you know, he's looking at me going, why aren't you further? Get that out of your mind. We all should be further. You're a human. I'm not saying that we make excuses. We don't need to make an excuse. We're human. We've blown it. We had imperfect programming. Quit trying to put a shield up against God and try to act like you should be further. If you should be, God knows that too, and just go to him honestly and say, Lord, here I am. Help me. And know that his attitude is, thank God, you reached out to me. I mean, thank me, you know. Thank you for reaching out to me. You're trusting me. Now, let me help you. He's not judgmental. He's not waiting for you to get it all perfect before he can reach out. It is not that way. That's a lie. The enemy works in fear, trying to keep you away, trying to get you afraid. Because if he can get you afraid and acting out of fear, you're not being led by the Spirit. And you cut yourself off from his provision, from his help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.